Visit them on the web at bundleontheweb.com. And welcome back. Good to have Liz Pierce back in with us again from Commonwealth Parenting. And Happy New Year, Liz.
Happy New Year. All right, we're going to be back.
Start the new year off with some advice about
new year, new parenting.
Misbehavior.
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. It was rough, really. I'm really glad you're doing this topic this week because after the holidays, we had too much sugar, too much soda, too much going places, and frankly, too much time together. So I noticed a lot of behavior problems.
And the schedules were all thrown off, which is what really helps us get through life is being on a schedule, and that got thrown out the window.
Was anybody else glad the school started back?
Mm-hmm. Yay! Mm-hmm. Only the parents. Only the parents. Okay, so give us the advice, honey.
Yeah, well, today we're going to talk about the younger years, you know, the under six set. And you know, when they're young like that, there's a lot of reasons for misbehavior, but the primary ones are attention, as we know, and power, okay? So a lot of times, like, you know, it's not necessarily that they may be acting out, but they just may not be acting right, right? They're misbehaving, and they're just not quite doing what you ask.
And the younger ones, they're the ones that are dragged everywhere. They don't really have a voice in where they're going and what they're doing and what they're going to eat. So, yeah, it's a power issue. Okay.
Yeah, you might see it as like pouting or being stubborn or that no. You know, anybody seeing that?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Never.
The whole non-compliance problems.
Okay. Well, but what it is, though, I mean, this is a developmental task. It's reflecting autonomy and confidence that they can control things that are important to them. So they're showing you that they want to have a little more control. And sometimes they misbehave to say, hello, I'm here. I need some power here. Right.
Okay. So they're misbehaving and they're not acting the way you want them to act.
Right.
And if you recognize that it is a power issue, I mean, you know, when they're defiant or misbehaving because you wouldn't give them the ho-hos.
Right.
You don't think we should give them the ho-hos.
No.
All right. Well, so far I've been with you all the way. But what works or what doesn't work is the question.
Well, we've got to redirect these things because this is misdirected behavior. They want something, but they're not behaving correctly to get it, right? So we've got to redirect that behavior and show them exactly what the ways to get that correctly and the right behavior. So you want to make sure that they know exactly what they're supposed to be doing, right? Okay, we always want to tell them, you know, this behavior is not what I want to see, but here's what I do want to see. So you got to tell them a new way to get what they want. Okay, so that's the first thing is you got to make sure that they know what the correct behavior is. Then you want to make sure that they can do that. You know, if it's that they're not cleaning up their room, well, is it that they, not that they don't know how, but do they know what to do, what you expect the behavior to be? Okay, so if they're, you know, refusing to do something, ask them, here's what I want you to do. Can you do this? And then show them, model it, walk them through it, tell them how to do it. Then you want to offer choices and say, okay, here's two ways you can handle this from now on. You can do this or this. You can put all your toys in your closet in this big bin we have, or you can put them on the shelves. So you want to give them two things that are acceptable to you. Then you want to walk them through it, and then you want to give them an opportunity again. And remind them that these things happen all the time, and it's okay if they make mistakes. You're with them, you're behind them, and you'll show them how to do it right the next time. Okay, so, you know, as much as you can be calm, because we know that yelling is not going to work, right?
It doesn't work. You're right.
Yeah, the angrier we get, the more they see it as just our anger and not, we're not giving them any feedback or telling them what to do. So that's what you want to do is you want to redirect that behavior to something positive. Because, you know, when they're misbehaving, they're showing you they are determined to get their way, right? And we want to use that determination, right? We know they want to get it. So then we got to turn it around into determining how they want to get it the right way so that we smile and are pleased with them and are proud of them.
Okay. You know, the whole time you're going through this, I'm thinking this could be a management seminar. Make sure the person understands what you want. Make sure they're capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. Give them choices, the ways to do it, and make sure they have an opportunity to succeed. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a management seminar, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, that's what parents are. You're teaching them new skills, and just like we do that with the other adults. And if you supervise anybody, you got to show your supervisees how to do something. It's the same way with kids.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as they don't need a 401k right away, we're
good. Not yet. But you can do this. Think about what you want them to do rather than what you don't want them to do. So pick one thing tonight and do that.
Very good. Yeah, great advice as always. If you would like to get some advice from our friends at Parent Talk, they are available. We have a link at light98.com. And they're available 24/7 with a phone number that you can call.
You can always call our parent tip line. It's 545-1928. Give us a call. We'll call you back with some answers.
Yep. Always helpful. Never judgmental. And you can get the audio from this morning and really the audio over even the last year and the written advice too at light98.com, keyword parent talk.